Yo, so, it's like 11 a.m., a couple minutes after, but what the hey. I don't really have anything to say. What is there to say anymore? I have a lot of concerns about the state of the country and democracy, but this is no place for that. Drug firms ship 20.8 million pain pills to West Virginia town with 2,900 people. Well, that's not good. I love how they talk about this opioid crisis. It's a crisis. I'm not saying that it's not a crisis. I'm just saying it's interesting words. Because crack was an epidemic. I mean, this has been pointed out before. But this is a crisis. Now, we're making this shit. This is not... heroin, we're not making heroin, at least not on the books. The government could be manufacturing or funding the manufacturing of heroin. I wouldn't doubt it, but these are pills and whatever being made by drug companies right here. So what's the fucking deal, man? Stop making this shit, you fuckers, and then it'll be gone. I mean, is the heroin killing people, or is it the fucking fentanyl? You know what I mean? The heroin seems safer than the drugs that are being made. I'm not saying people don't OD on heroin, but all the ODing is coming from all this other shit. It's from what I can understand. I don't know. I'm not in that world anymore. You know, it's like what I see on TV. I don't hang with people that are doing opioids, really. I knew somebody that was... and he didn't know how to get them. He was, like, asking me, he's like, do you know how to get Oxy? And I was like, no, man, I don't know. I don't know. And I was like, I must know somebody, right? I mean, it's a drug. Drugs. I know people do cocaine. Pretty regularly, and I stay away from that stuff. I don't dig it, but I understand its appeal. It's fun, but it's not the best. It feels good at the expense of you acting like an asshole, or at least at the expense of me acting like an asshole. Maybe you act like a fucking... Like the life of the party. Maybe you're the best. I don't know. Maybe I would talk to you and not even know you're on it, which is really the point. But stop making the opioids. Stop making the fucking oxys and the fentanyl patches and shit. They're dangerous. Maybe they'd come in from somewhere else, but still. Jamaica bans anti-gay Arizona pastor from visiting country. Jamaica. Anti-gay? You're not down. All right. I didn't know that. I have a friend who's, Jamaican, and he said that, he grew up, his dad was very homophobic. He would say that was kind of like a Jamaican thing. I don't know. That's what he told me. I'll give you his information if you don't believe it. But I guess they're not like that anymore. Well, you know what? Not that my dad was would talk about gay people, but it wasn't like I grew up in a homophobic environment. You're not supposed to like gay people. I was afraid of gay people before I knew I knew any, you know. You know some as kids, you just don't know it. And then later on, like in high school, and me like, oh, okay, it's not a big deal. But good for you, Jamaica. I like Jamaica. It's a nice country. Or at least I've been there twice. Yeah, and enjoyed it. Father buys $64,259 ad calling for police to reopen investigation into son's death. Oh, is this like three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri? I respect the movie. I say the full title. I don't just go three billboards. It's three billboards outside Ebbing, Missouri. For Christ's sake, say the full title. Have some respect. If you're going to cut it off, why to go all the way out to billboards? Why not three bills? Three bills. Or just three. You know, three. I have to go see three. Or just go you know. Three billboards outside of Missouri. I'm going to say the whole fucking title. How does he... Well, I hope this father gets some results from his ad. Yeah. I don't know what happened in that movie. I've only seen the trailer. I've seen the trailer like a thousand times, and then I'm exaggerating. No way I saw it 1,000 times. But I probably saw it 12 times. Literally 12 times. And you really feel like you see the whole movie in the trailer. And then it's like, do I need to see the extended version of that? I don't think so. Three women pled guilty in 2015... beating death of homeless man outside Olney gas station. This is in Philadelphia. Olney is a part of somewhere in Philadelphia. That is fucking gross. Beating to death of a homeless... I mean, unless the homeless man attacked them or something with like a knife... I think they would say self-defense in there. You know, you don't think of women as beating somebody to death. A second. After her 10-year-old son came home 3 years ago and claimed that a homeless man hit him and called him a racial slur at an Olney gas station, rounded up her friends and family members who were home to pull and drove off seeking revenge. Oh. Well, that's not good, but homeless people are crazy. You can't beat them to death for being crazy. I mean, you can't beat somebody to death. Unless you really need to. It's a sad story. I don't want to read about that because I'm going to get super angry. Read one more story and then we're done. Sorry, this episode's not very good. I'll note it. Gay man and straight woman who married to prove their commitment to Mormon church announced divorce. Yeah, that wasn't going to work out. Come on. Gay man and a straight woman, that's not going to... You can't... Well, thank God you guys are getting out of it. That's the proof that the church... That's the proof that there's a God, that you're leaving the thing. Not staying in there being like, I guess... we'll pretend we like this again for another day. Oh, God, torture. Magic Johnson calls for firing of anyone at Michigan State who mishandled sexual assaults. Well, me too. I joined Magic Johnson on that. All right. This was not a good episode. Tomorrow might be better. There's only a few left. Don't worry. This will all soon be over for us all. Or not. Not sure. But we'll all at least get a week off. But I'll see you tomorrow. We love you.